So what is the legislative update for the special session in Juneau?
Well, it's not working out really well. We did not have the votes to override the governor's vetoes. In order to override, our Constitution requires the legislature to have 45 of 60 votes. We didn't have the votes to override. Some 22 of the legislators were in Wasilla. The rest of us were here in Juneau. The matter is pretty much settled at this point. We didn't have the votes to override the governor's veto. By Friday at midnight, the governor's vetoes become law. And, of course, I'm quite concerned about those vetoes. I think they do enormous damage to Alaska, either a $3,000 dividend and a cut, a major cut to public services, or a smaller dividend and salvaging those public services.
The governor called legislators to Wasilla. Why did you go to Juneau instead of Wasilla?
Oh, sure. Glad to answer that. Well, we received a call from both the president of the Senate and the Speaker of the House calling us into session. And there's a difference of opinion, a constitutional question about the governor can call us into session, no question about that, but can he determine the location? So the president of the Senate, the Speaker of the House decided that we should meet here in Juneau. The most important reason to meet in Juneau is Gavel, Alaska, which is a total coverage of what goes on here in Juneau, and it's broadcast statewide. My constituents in Kodiak, Homer, Cordova, Yakutat, unlikely that many of them will be able to go to Wasilla to see what's going on, but they can keep track of what's happening through Gavel to Gavel. There's a lawsuit that's been filed by a former legislator saying that we were supposed to meet in Wasilla. But I think that's an issue that the courts will find in the favor of the legislature, that we follow the governor's lead in when he calls us into special session, but that, in fact, that the Constitution does not say he can tell us the location.
So now that the legislature has failed to override the vetoes, what else can be accomplished during this session?
Special session was called, I believe, on the 8th. I think it has a 30-day lifespan. It'll be over on the 7th of August. There are other issues that we need to determine. One is the capital budget, and the capital budget is the budget that funds infrastructure, roads, highways, bridges, and all those sorts of things. So we really have to pass that before the 7th of August, because there's enormous amounts of federal monies that we are getting. We match the federal dollars with about 10% of state dollars, so it's the last thing you want to do is to leave money on the table and not take advantage of those federal funds to improve our roads and highways. That's probably one of the most important issues. The other very important issue out there is the amount of the permanent fund dividend. We're talking about it a lot, and I know there's a lot of concern in our district. I've heard from all sorts of people, many people that are saying, I want my $3,000 no matter what. Others who say, wait a minute, I want schools and colleges, universities. I want a campus in Homer. 75-85% of the messages I'm getting are in more in the manner of lower my dividend if you have to, but make sure you keep our services.
And will you be able to take action on any of those things with, 22 people in Wasilla? Because even though you don't have enough to override a veto, you do have enough people, you do have a quorum, so you can do business.
The capital budget and also determining the permanent fund dividend amount, that's simply a majority vote. So that doesn't reach that high bar of a three-quarter vote.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, of course. Great to talk to Kathleen. Give me a call anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.